Gomez and Company here, as we welcome in Lee Baldwin, the official financial advisor to the show from dollarinvestmentclub.com. Lee, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Good to be back. A little vacay last week, which was good. Anything last week, obviously, you weren't able to come in, but in the past week, did we miss anything?
There's been no news the last 2 weeks. Well, actually, maybe a little bit. You know, the markets were at all-time highs on Monday, which was, and interestingly, the S&P has doubled from its low during the pandemic low of March of 2020. That's a number that's pretty wild. So,
again, what's that number?
The S&P 500. So it's doubled from, so it's come back. So, you know, if you looked at your statement on March 23rd of 2020, it's doubled since then.
Okay,
so
good.
It's come back, yeah. So, and so we're watching stocks. We're going to, you know, heading into the end of the summer now. So most of the reports are out. Retailers are this week. So Home Depot was down yesterday just because really it's just gone straight up as people did their do-it-yourself things. And maybe that's kind of finally running out of steam. So, and same thing with Target, I think. So really good numbers, but it's what they say about going forward. You know, in the market, we're always looking ahead to see.
We have T-Bucket here, Terrence. And did we end up, did we have a chance to do that? Remember we were going to say, like, if he started, did we
yeah,
do
we
that?
Got
I forgot.
Him to $1 million. We did. Yes, we did. So he's got to have to start saving a little bit, but it's, you know, put the power to work. So
yeah, the power of compound interest.
It was funny last night. I was roaming around YouTube and I hit a music of, you know, kind of a documentary from 1975, you know, and so, and it was this time period we were coming off. You had the fall in Saigon, very similar to recent events,
that's
right?
True.
And then you had a looming inflation, and then the nation was down a little bit. And I was just looking at that and just thinking about, you know, today and back then. And the music was kind of rough there, Barry Manilow and all that. But but anyway, then I looked at the market. You know, the time period from 75 until now, it's what, 46 years? Pretty impressive. The Dow Jones was 800 in 1975.
800?
Yeah, it's 35,000 now. So
wow.
That works out to be over 9%, I think, just doing it in my head. And then that's, per year over that time period. But I also looked, and during that time period, I think this is important for people who are just getting in. And part of our whole thing is to get people going.
Get started.
And don't worry. Like, you have to, I always worry about the market, but you got to get into the game. But during that 46 years, the Dow's been down on a calendar basis over 20% one time. So, like, we always worry about this next big, you know, 2008.
Yeah.
But statistically, it just doesn't happen that much. I think the market is, you know, the odds are in your favor, if that makes sense to you. So, you know.
Sure.
So that was my trip down history lane. To
this one was a poll asked 1,500 people if personal finance should be taught in schools. And you'd think it would be
100%. 100%, yeah, 110%, yeah.
83 said definitely yes. 9 said maybe. 8% said no. Like, who are these 8% of people that don't think financial, you know, topics should be covered, personal finance, in high school?
Right.
That's where it starts. You know,
it does start, and put time, and it's like it's so important to your well-being and your sense of worth, your freedom, really, I think, you know. So it's that's pretty shocking. But
it is pretty shocking.
There's always those out there, I guess, you know, those guys. But
well, it's, you know, mid-late August here, September, Labor Day. Are there any markers, like, historically coming up that you and your guys in your line of work look at, like September 1st, does anything happen? Is holiday spending?
I mean, the talk will be back to school, which has probably already happened, so we'll be looking at numbers for that. That's a big thing in the economy. Unfortunately, September and October are seasonally the weakest 2 months of the year because mutual funds have to do some, you know, they have to move things around by the end of October. So there could be, so there's some mechanics to the market. But then the following 5 months after that are usually pretty good.
Yeah, buddy.
There you go. So, and, you know, you just with the market, you just never know what event's going to hit the headlines that could move things around, good or bad. So.
True. Jake in Mississippi watching on Twitch. GameStop or AMC?
GameStop or AMC?
Yeah.
The mime stocks. Yeah.
Exactly. Isn't that one of those, like, Robin Hood type of
It is, and they're trading vehicles right now. They've kind of left the realm of fundamentals. So I think, you know, if you're apt to trade, and I'm not making a recommendation, but buy half in each and see what you get. So, total broker speak right there.
Love it. DollarInvestmentClub.com. You can go there and get answers to questions, a lot of the topics that we cover here, but then find out why it really is a great idea to get that thing started now and take advantage of these long-term numbers that you bring up every weekly.
Yeah.
Watch it grow. We've helped Terrence become a millionaire at some point.
Future Terrence, yeah.
Yeah, little at a time.
Right,
you know,
right.
People, I think, are in the lottery ticket mentality of, you know, all kidding aside, like, I got to know, I want my video to go viral so I can make money. I win win the lottery, and it generally doesn't work that way.
I mean, it's all right to shoot for that, but you've got to still pay yourself a little on the side that you don't miss. And that's the whole key, is put it aside and let it work for you, and let the youth and let that time work for you.
There you go. Yep. In the event that your YouTube video or TikTok does not actually go viral and does not make you the kind of money you're hoping for, here's your plan.
Yeah, I got three likes on mine. One was my mom.
That's Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. Lee, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Gomez and Company on TK99 and TK105, Syracuse's classic rock.
Marty and his wife had an animated discussion. We have two vehicles, and now we only need one. And we certainly could use the money. So Marty called.